USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Juneteenth is now a federal holiday. President Biden signing the legislation creating the holiday during a ceremony at the White House.
Day in which we remember the terrible toll this slavery took on the country, what I've long called America's original sin.
Biden adding great nations don't ignore their most painful moments. The lawyer who sued to overturn Obamacare tells NBC News the Supreme Court's ruling on Thursday was pure politics.
Congress is once again let off the hook from being forced to deal with the policy consequences of the law that it passed.
Rob Henneke is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation, which represents individual plaintiffs in the case. They argued that Obamacare's individual mandate is unconstitutional. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The feds are continuing to discuss raising interest rates.
The Federal Reserve on Wednesday considerably raised its expectations for inflation this year, meaning interest rates could rise soon. The Fed did raise its inflation expectation to 3.4%. That's a full percentage point higher than March projections. The central bank gave no indication as to when it will begin cutting back on its aggressive bond buying program. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
We now know where former President Donald Trump is planning to visit in Northeast Ohio next weekend. According to the organizers, a Save America event is to be held at the Lorain County Fairgrounds in Wellington on Saturday, June 26th.
Regardless of what happened on January 6th, those are always plans that are taken into consideration as we look at these kinds of situations. So, we just make contingency plans and put those in motion, and generally things go fairly well.
That's Wellington, Ohio Police Chief Tim Barfield. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
President Biden wrapped up his first international trip late Thursday night. The president receiving high marks from Democrats regarding that trip across the pond. Republicans, not so much.
Many are evaluating what the president achieved on his first overseas excursion. Former President Donald Trump believes that nothing was achieved by the U.S. in the meeting. He tells Fox News that President Biden gave Putin a large stage, but got nothing in return.
Well, I guess the overall is we didn't get anything. We gave a very big stage to Russia, and we got nothing. We gave up something that was unbelievably valuable. I stopped the pipeline, Nord Stream, and that pipeline was stopped, and it was given back, and nothing was gotten for it. And it was it was another day. And performance art, you'll take a look at how various people performed, namely the two people, and, you have to form your own judgment.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The cover of the latest Madden video game will feature Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. They will both appear on the cover of Madden 22 just months after they went against each other in the Super Bowl. Brady came out on top in that matchup as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Kansas City Chiefs. It's been 12 years since the video game's cover was shared by two NFL players. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.